That's a good deal. Good singing all the way around. I appreciate these young men tried to lead a singing the other day and leading a song there. Well done. Well done. And that specialist morning, well done, young man. And all that business there. You just can't never tell what's going to pop up next. And we thank God and bless the Lord for it. All right, take your Bible, if you will, please. We're going to be looking in the book of Matthew, chapter number 3. Turn quickly there if you find the place. Matthew chapter number 3, if you find the place and you're able to stand, we'll begin reading there in about verse number 8. All right? In about verse number 8. Now, in this lesson that you're looking at, here's what he says. Verse 8, Matthew chapter 3. Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. In other words, here's some people here that are bearing fruit, that it's indicative in showing up that they've had repentance and faith granted unto them. And think not within yourselves that we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that come after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Whose fan is in his hand, he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather the wheat into the garner, but will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the Word, and we do thank you for it and how good it is to be in the house of God. Be it bind the devil, have a demon assigned to hinder, we plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. We thank you, Lord, because thou art God. Beside thee, there's none else. Now, bless, I pray, this message to every heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while, if I might, on when God lays the axe to the root of the tree. And one of these days that's going to happen. You know, there's only two kinds of trees, live ones and dead ones. Those that have fruit and those that are fruitless. And the Bible said that one of these days that God is going to lay the axe. He's walking around, he's got an axe. I guarantee you Paul Bunyan ain't got nothing on him. He's got an axe and he's going to lay it to the root of the tree. Now you and I are like trees that are here. We're gathered here in this building here this morning. And let me tell you something, is that when we look at the Bible and we look back over there in Ecclesiastes, whenever he talked about, you know, where the tree falleth, there shall it be. We use that every now and again, especially at funeral times, to let people know, hey, once you leave this world, whatever direction you fail, if you fall toward hell, that's where you're going. If you left this world and went toward heaven, that's where you'll be. But notice that, if you will, please, in the lesson that we're looking at, is that when you're a child of God, you're more than just religious. These religious people had come up to John the Baptist as he was baptizing in the Jordan. He was baptizing in the Jordan so that he might manifest, when he came up out of the water, who the Son of the living God was. In other words, the Spirit of God would come, John the Baptist, in the Jordan River. He'd baptize one under repentance, and he'd come up out of that water, nothing happened. Baptize another one, come up out of that water, nothing happened. One day he went down with a man, came up out of that water, and the Spirit of God came and abode upon him like a dove, and the voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." Let me tell you something, is that, make no mistake about it, is that it's good to be saved and to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. Now, in the lesson that we're looking at, let me say that man wants to, he always has been, he wants to right now, just kind of be footloose and fancy free. Why do you think, you know, that we've got the hippie movement and the Woodstock movement back in our early days, back whenever I was a young lad? Why do you think now that all this woke movement and people and places are ever changing and getting worse and worse and farther away from God? But I'm glad God's ever the same. Make no mistake about it, I'm looking forward with great anticipation to his coming again. Now, in the lesson that we're looking at, and let's look at it closely, that if you will, John the Baptist, no doubt, he told them and warned them and said, I wonder, who's warned you to flee the wrath to come? In other words, who stirred you up about judgment that was coming? And then he said, therefore, he said, go and bring forth fruit meet for repentance. Now, notice this when he said in verse number 9, he knows how people are thinking. There's some of them thinking, you know, we've got Abraham for our father. And he said, I want to tell you, don't you say that. I can raise up children unto Abraham out of these stones that are here. God can make a person out of a stone if he wanted to. But to get born again, you'll have to be washed by the blood of the Lamb that's able to take away the sins of the world. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you that in this passage, he says, and now also is the axe laid to the root of the trees. You want to get down to the root of the matter, God's axe will get there. Every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down, cast into the fire. Now I want you to watch in verse 11, because people sometimes miss it. John the Baptist said that I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. Talking about Jesus. He shall baptize you, talking about Jesus, with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now pay close attention. There's only one that can baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And by the way, that whenever he says with fire, he's not talking about firing you up for God. He's not talking about that. He's not talking about baptizing you with the Holy Ghost and then filling you with the fire of God. Here's what he's talking about. He's talking about in verse 12, whose fan is in his hand, he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather the wheat into the garner, but he said he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Watch this. If you're a child of God, he's baptized you with the Holy Ghost and put you into the family of God. If you have not yet received Jesus Christ, one day you'll receive the fire, the baptism of fire, and it'll be unquenchable, and he'll burn you up, and he'll cause you to be gathered and not to be put into the barn of God, but he'll cause you to burn up with the chaff as unquenchable fire. Two different things. God baptizes with both aspects. He'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost, that's salvation. He'll baptize you with fire, that's damnation. See the difference of it? Now, the reason why you need to get a hold of that, because there's a lot of religious folks, even Baptistic thinking, think somehow or another that we've got to baptize you with fire. The tongue movement, you get baptized with fire so you can say, Hundala, Shundala, Shamala, Botai, Itty, Mini, Mighty, Moses, you got a Honda. And it means nothing whatsoever. But if God baptizes you with the Holy Ghost of God, you'll bring forth fruits that are made for repentance. And let me tell you what he does is that whenever he brings that upon you, is that he not only makes you his, but from now and forever, and he's got you ready to go into the barn of God, and you'll be as wheat that's been purged, thoroughly purged, and gathered as is wheat unto the grainer, the garner. Now, I want you to notice, if you will, please, over in Ecclesiastes, there's a passage there that we've been quoting every now and again. And look in chapter number 11 and verse number 3. Now, the Bible said there that if the clouds be full of rain, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. You know what's wrong with the average Baptist preacher? He's not emptying himself what he's learned from God. He's knowing that if he learns too much from God and he empties it, he's afraid somehow or another that it's going to waterlog some of his congregation, saturate them, if you will, please, maybe petrify them, I don't know. But let me say to you that, if you will, that we ought to be like the Apostle Paul that told that church over there at Ephesus, over in the book of Acts at about chapter number 20, and I believe about verse number 20, I have held nothing back that was profitable unto you. I got to say to you that if you preach the word of the Lord, you ought to preach all the counsel of God. Now, we can't preach all of God's counsel every time, but we can preach a portion of it and be truthful about it, not hold anything back. In the lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out that there's a lot of false prophets over there. In fact, don't lose the thought here of Ecclesiastes, but look in the book of Jude over there before Revelation, in the book of Jude, and I want to show you a passage there that's real quickly. The Bible said in Jude, verse number 12, now he talked about the self-righteous man by the name of Cain. He talked about a sinful, richest craving man by the name of Balaam, and he talked about a self-willed man by the name of Kor. And then in verse 12 he said, these are spots in your feast of charity, and when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about with winds. Trees, look at it, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the root. These are some of the trees there. These are preachers that were back in their day. They were in it for the money. They were in it for themselves. They were in it for the prestigiousness of the ministry. And let me tell you, they had no fear of God whatsoever. And God said, these are they, that he's talking about the axe laid to the root of the tree. Now, in the lesson that we're looking at, is that you're going to find out that we ought to be like Stephen. Remember old Stephen being stoned to death? And what was he stoned to death for? Preaching the word of the Lord. And the Bible said that he looked up, and of course naturally saw the Lord Jesus Christ standing at the right hand of the Father, and he cried out unto the Lord in their behalf. And boy, they wanted to gnash upon him with their teeth, and they did so. Here's a man full of the word of God. Here's a man full of the Holy Ghost of God. Here's a man that kept his eyes on heaven, and he didn't let anybody deter him from preaching the unadulterated word of the Lord. In this Bible lesson, let me say to you, is that we ought to saturate our heart, saturate our mind with all the counsel of God, and then we ought to empty that good word of the Lord unto those that hear us. In the Bible lesson that we're looking at, you'll find there's two kinds of trees back over in Ecclesiastes in chapter number 3, or chapter number 11 in verse number 3, and there's two kinds of trees, and those that are alive, and those that are standing, and those that are dead, and that are fallen. Isn't that something when you drive up and down the road of life, you can see that all across the country, wherever there's any trees at all. You'll see some out there that are deader than a hammer. And you'll see some out there that are alive and robust. And let me say to you that when you begin to look into it, you'll find the reason why when God lets the water fall from heaven, do you know what it does to a live tree? Causes it to grow some. It'll grow a little bit more each time. You know what that same water that falls on a dead tree does? It begins to rot. It begins to get to where that it'll burn easier. And the reason being is because is that trees that are mentioned in the Bible that represent humanity, you're going to find out that a live tree, when it waters from heaven, it causes that tree to bring forth fruit. And as a result of that, God can see that and gather that in his own time. But those trees that are not alive, it causes them to rot. They were useless while they were alive. Now they're ready to be burned, the Bible says, when you begin to look into it. Now, in verse number 3 of our text, that a fallen tree, here's what it does. It involves a direction. You and I are like trees here this morning. You're either alive in Christ or dead in trespasses and sins. You're either becoming more fruitful, or you're becoming more dried out and getting ready for the burning, and I hope that be not your case. In this lesson that you're looking at, one of these days you're going to fall one direction or another. I hope you'll fall toward heaven. If you do not, you cannot help but fall toward hell. And wherever the tree falleth, wherever your tree falleth, there shall it be. Now I realize and know that we've got religions, Romanism for namely one, that you can go and try to pay money and pray people out of a condition that they died in. You cannot. When you die without the Lord, you spend eternity without God. That's sad. You die in the Lord, you'll be forever with the Lord. But let me say to you that when you begin to look into it, that this tree, that when it falls, in verse number 3 of our text, he said, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there shall it be. Nobody can pay you out. If you die without the Lord, nobody can pay you out. Nobody can pray you out whatsoever. Let me say to you, that's just been a lie that spawned from hell that teaches you can pay and pray people out of an eternal condition. Let me say to you, this is the fall of permanence. And by that, doesn't matter if you go to heaven or if you went to hell, it's a permanent thing. You don't ever find in the Bible where somebody went to heaven, but they're so cantankerous. Nah, we gave you a try, but we're not going to let you. No, it's not that way at all. It's not that way at all. Did you ever notice all the country western people and all our country folks that are singing every time somebody dies? I was listening to somebody on the news. I can't remember his name, but he was talking to Tanya Tucker. Y'all remember Tanya Tucker? Maybe she was before your time. But anyhow, he said, when you get to heaven, if you in heaven, who would you like to sing with? And what song that they sung would you like to have? Now, I'm going to tell you something. I like Toby Keith. It's quiet. Some of you must like him too. I particularly like that one about being put on the front line, and that one, that song, and we'll put a boot up your... That's my favorite song. In fact, I like it so well, I wish they'd somehow or another put it in the back of a songbook sometime. Of course, you couldn't let everybody else. And so it's in our songbook, so you couldn't let everybody else read it. Do I think that old boy really and truly, buddy, knows God? I do not. I'm sorry, I do not. See? Was he talented? You bet. But he was not talented enough to buy his way in. Salvation, buddy, is in a person, and his name's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me say to you that whenever you begin to look into the Bible, you begin to recognize that when life is over, look over in Revelation chapter number 22, real quickly there, Revelation 22, as we look into the last book of the Bible. When you look there in that passage, Revelation chapter number 22, about verse number 11 is where I'm going to. And in that passage of Scripture that we're looking at, Revelation chapter 22 and verse 11, the Bible says there, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. See the permanence of that? And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. I won't tell you right up front what that is. That's talking about if you die in the Lord, you'll be forever with the Lord. It's a permanent situation. If you die without the Lord, you'll spend eternity without the Lord. It's a permanent situation. Now, that's what John the Baptist over there was telling those people that gathered around him and that came to his baptism. That's what the Lord, through John the Baptist, was telling that crowd that's there. God's coming with a big axe, and he's going to lay it to the root of the trees. And I want to tell you something, is that you've been hearing the word of the Lord. Who's warned you to flee the wrath that is to come? In this Bible lesson, the Bible said that, if you will, that when the preaching of the word of the Lord is made manifest to the hearts of men, by the way, has it been made manifest to your heart? Then what's in your heart this morning? There's a passage in Hebrews that I must read, I feel like, before we close. Hebrews, and it's in chapter number 6, that when you read that, and he talks about the rain that comes, and the rain that's going to water the ground. And in chapter number 6, verse 7 and verse number 8 in the book of Hebrews. Now listen to what it said. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom that it is dressed, receiveth the blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. I want to tell you, you're either producing fruit for God that's not only nourishing and edible and nutritious, or either you're bearing forth a bunch of thorns and briars and so forth that'll be nigh cursing and rejected by the Lord. What is in your heart? What is in my heart? That's the question we must ask ourselves, because I got to tell you, I've got a true-tempered, double-bitted axe. In fact, I've got a couple of them. I really wish you could buy one like that now instead of some reject China-made stuff. I like a wooden handle. You know, I'm not against handles that are made out of something more durable. I just like the way a wooden handle feels. I liked it on a hammer, but I can't find the right kind of hammer, so I'm using an East Wing. It's got steel and all that business there. But I like a wooden handle. And let me tell you the reason being. Our Lord died upon a tree. And our Lord is coming with an axe. Does it have a wooden handle? I don't know. But I like to think that it is. I like to think that it is, because that man that was over there fell in a tree, the axe head came off of it. Remember that? Yes. Went into the water. And he said to his master, he said, I've lost my cutting power, I've lost the axe head. And it was borrowed. Now, I'll tell you something. You and I don't have anything that originated with us. Everything we have comes from God. Always has been. It is right now. It will be tomorrow. I say that all right to be able to say this. One of these days, the axe is going to be laid to the root of the tree. I want to tell you right now, I'm glad that I'm saved, saved, saved by the grace of God. You're always going to meet upon somebody that's got a what if. Well, what if? What if? Well, you better not be running around hollering what if, because if you are, you're trying to depend on you and Jesus having your own thing going. And I got to tell you right now, that's not a what if. You're either in or you're out. You're either fruitful or you're not. You're either alive in Christ or dead in trespasses and sins. And there's no what if to it. Only two conditions that man's ever been in: saved and lost, alive or dead, in or out, going up or down. See what I'm talking about? I don't know about you, but I'm glad. I'm glad to be saved by the grace of God. We've been in a lot of elevators in this past couple of 3 months. Some with ourselves, some with you. And sometimes, you know, you go to get in, and somebody say, "You going up or down?" Right now, I'm going up. If I'm on the up, going down, they going up or down. I guess for right now in this elevator, I'll go down. But one of these days when the trump of God sounds, make no mistake about it, I'm headed up. Amen. If you're a child of God, you're headed up. There's not a what if to it. I wonder this morning, do you know somebody without hope, without God? Then we ought to be able to live right, walk right, talk right, do the best we can to be influential upon their lives for the cause of Christ till Jesus comes and takes us out. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to say thank you for loving us while we were unlovable. When the axe is laid, your axe is laid to the root of the tree, that we'll be headed home. Thank you, Lord, for loving us while we were unlovable. Bless every man and woman, boy and girl here. Be with those that could not be today. In Jesus' name.